Welcome to the Jeff Blumenkrantz Songbook Podcast, special episode 9. Now, do you all understand why some episodes were called bonus and some are special and some are just regular? Let me explain, just in case you missed it. When I published the songbook, the first 20 episodes were the 20 songs from the book. However, when I couldn't get an episode in time to do it every week, I put in bonus episodes as sort of placeholders, so I could always have an episode each week. So those were called the bonus episodes. Once I hit 20, the podcast was basically done, except that I wanted to keep doing it. So every episode since then has been a special, a very special episode. So here we are with very special episode 9. It's just me today. It's a very, very hot July, and I'm sitting around writing this new musical called The Red Rose Girls, which I hope you will get to hear soon, which is based on an historical biography of the same name. But this song I'm going to sing today is not from The Red Rose Girls. It was a commission I got having nothing to do with The Red Rose Girls. And it was I was commissioned to write a song for an American Cancer Society benefit, which is kind of an interesting concept. I mean, write a song for a cancer benefit. I had no idea what I was going to do. So what happened was I had a conversation with Ann Villa, who is she works for the American Cancer Society, and she told me about the benefit, and she talked about, you know, what the song might be. And I started to get the beginnings of a concept. I knew I didn't want to write something really sad, and I knew I didn't want to write something really anthemic. So, of course, I leaned on my background, which is, you know, theater writing and specifics and storytelling, and so I decided I would write a very specific story song, but what was it going to be? I had no idea. I looked everywhere. I was reading lots of accounts of people living with cancer, and it was an incredibly moving series of researching. That didn't sound right, but you know what I'm saying. I was very moved while I was doing the research for this song. So what ended up happening was I was on the American Cancer Society website, which, FYI, is cancer.org, and I was reading about this program they have called Hope Lodge, and I have to tell you about Hope Lodge because it comes up in the song. So Hope Lodge is a series of 30 buildings, residences in the country, each one in a city where there's a major cancer treatment facility. And what the American Cancer Society provides with these Hope Lodges is a place for people to live with their caregiver or family while they're undergoing treatment in a city that's too far away from their home to commute. So people will check into Hope Lodge for weeks or even months, live there cost-free while they undergo treatment. And not only do they live, they get the living there, but they also get to be in a community of people who are going through the same experience they are, having the same kind of health crises that they are, and there are support groups and various other kind of group activities planned for these people. And I saw something in the video on the Hope Lodge page that just planted the seed of this idea, and so I wrote this song. And the song is called Touched. That's kind of a hard word to say. Touched. And it was made possible by a donation from Barbara Davis and Bob Iandoli, who made the donation in honor of Barbara's mother, Mimi. And I also want to acknowledge Amy Sutherland, who made this whole commission happen and brought me together with the people who asked me to write this song. So without any further ado, here is Touched.
Thank you.
We're not touchy-feely people, my family. Even the obligatory hug was rare, so I learned to avoid any backslapping, hand-holding, walking arm in arm, basically just being touched. Then I got sick, and there was no way of avoiding it. Between the needles and procedures and the physical exams, seemed like every waking moment there were hands on my body, pressing, poking, cutting, constantly touched. But the day I checked into Hope Lodge, and the woman was giving me my key, she took my hand, she kept on holding, and instead of pulling it away, I let it be. And it was like she was saying, I accept you, I understand you, I have love and compassion for you. No one in my life had ever reached me that way. Even I didn't know how much I needed it that day. I will never forget the friends I made there and how generous they were to one very stingy guy, always sharing from the heart, offering a shoulder to lean on or cry on, left me profoundly touched. It's incredible to think that this illness and the touch of a stranger with a key could unlock a world of feeling in me. So if you're looking for a shoulder, I've got one. And if you need a hand to hold, take mine. Since I got a second chance, I consider it my mission to be there for others in honor of the others who healed me and will always leave me touched. So that's my song for the American Cancer Society benefit. Obviously, if you are moved by anything you just heard or by anything you see on that website, please feel free to give generously to this organization. They do incredible work, and I was very inspired by what I heard at the benefit where I performed the song. I don't know what else to tell you. Everything's going along with the writing. I finished my cooking project. I got to be on stage with incredible people in April, like Donna Murphy and Raul Esparza and Sutton Foster in Anyone Can Whistle with the Encore series. It was incredible. I had the best time. Casey Nicholaw is the best director ever. I got to do a concert with Liz Callaway. She's flawless. If you ever get a chance to see her, not only does she sing like, you know, the best singer in the world, but she also is so funny and charming. Her patter is top notch. And aside from other little concerts and teaching, I've just been writing and sweating. Sweating in on the streets and in Bikram yoga, which if you haven't tried, is an experience that I recommend. All right, I think that about does it. So thank you so much for listening. And I will catch you again soon, I hope. Goodbye.